I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
All right, before we come back home for some Whidbey Island 911, we're going to stop in Pennsylvania, and then we'll go to British Columbia. First, in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, a 73-year-old woman named Kathy Kehoe heard some squawking from some blue jays outside of her apartment building on Monday. And she thought, those birds are making a scene. I wonder what's causing those birds to get their feathers all ruffled. So she looked outside and saw a 4 to 5 foot long snake on her porch. And the 73-year-old said, well, I went out to go take some pictures. I hadn't seen a snake like that before. And she nudged its tail, and then the thing turned around, rose up, spread its hood, and what she had in front of her live on her porch was a 4.5 foot monocled cobra. She had the monocled cobra there, one of the most deadly snakes in the world.
Do we have cobras here?
No.
I didn't think so.
Those are like India and Africa and stuff. And so this thing raises up like, all right, it's on. And it's a cobra. So what does she do? She grabs a shovel and kills it. 73-year-old woman kills a cobra with a shovel. Some of her neighbors and people around the story,
I hope they're all gone, like, because I'm frightened of snakes.
It's incredibly scary to me that cobras are running loose on the property.
You get hit by a monocled cobra, you got 2 or 3 hours to get to a hospital and get any venom. Best thing to do in a situation like that, step back, watch where it goes, don't try to catch it, don't try to kill it, call animal control.
Great job, Kathy. Awesome.
She's a bad I don't know if you can say that on TV, but she is a bad.
Yeah, she is. 73 years old, takes on a cobra with a shovel. She didn't want it escaping into the rest of the neighborhood. What they said, they found out the apartment complex there was the scene of a guy was housing a bunch of poisonous snakes back in March, and they came and confiscated 20 snakes from this apartment building, and they're thinking this one was one that escaped. So for a couple months, this cobra's been wheeling around her apartment building. And we go from the cobra, John, to the birds and the bees as we come to Erickson Elementary School in Creston, B.C. A bunch of parents are not happy, and a school district is offering an official apology. An explicit sex guide describing fetishes and drug use was offered to 6th and 7th grade students at the Erickson Elementary School. And this is a sex education class taught by a public health nurse and her trainee. Copies of the 47-page book, which is intended for adults, were taken home by several students on June 20th. And then 8 different parents have called the school to complain. The school's principal, superintendent, and public health nurse all issued apologies to the parents. Quote, it's quite graphic, and I consider myself to be a fairly liberal person. And I was shocked, says one of the moms. And then one of the superintendents pretty much said the same thing. We're counseling families. We're phoning every single parent.
Counseling.
Yes. We have issued apologies, says the school district. And CBC News offered counseling to families and phoning every single parent. We've got counseling through the summer if anybody wants it.
It's every day.
What was in this book? The sex education class taught by a public health nurse and a 3-day course that also included a nursing student. On the final day, they brought in some extra learning materials from their office. Somehow the kids got a hold of it and got them home. Sex acts, fetishes, bondage, toys, drug use, all of it. And the school is now apologizing. Whidbey Island 911.
The calls you are about to hear are true.
Yes, sir.
Really?
Yes, sir.
No, really. It's Whidbey Island 911. Here's Brad and John.
All right, son, the party's over. Let's have that grenade.
And here's the calls coming in to the authorities out on Whidbey Island into the 911 center. Let's start with Monday, May 6th, 10:40 a.m., Bayshore Drive. 911 caller says, a truck just pulled up to my house, and I can't think of why a truck would pull up to my house. Monday, May 6th, 3:52.
Unless it's Egg McMahon with the money.
Monday, May 6th, 3:52 p.m., Ernst Street. 911 caller says, I'm afraid to go outside because of my neighbor. Tuesday, May 7th, 11:54 a.m., 9th Avenue. 911 caller says, there's something going on at my apartment. Wednesday, May 8th, 4:50 p.m., Midway Boulevard. 911 caller says, I can't get my ex-friend to leave. Thursday, May 9th, 1:02 a.m., Atlanta Way. 911 caller says, the neighbors are drunk, and they're outside, and they're loud, and we're all telling them to be quiet. And finally, Tuesday, May 7th, 7:50 p.m., Oak Harbor Street. 911 caller says, I would like to talk to you about all of the holes in my wall.
I'll call the office, get a couple of black and whites up here to take them in.